conflict in Syria has entered its fourth year, and the United Nations estimates the fighting has left more than 100,000 people dead. While the Assad regime is trying to crush the rebellion, the rebel groups are fighting back with support from much of the Syrian population and also from external backing, including some foreign fighters who go to Syria to fight alongside the rebels. These foreign fighters come from several different countries, says Daniel Server, a scholar at the Middle East Institute and professor at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
They're mainly from the Middle East, but there are some from Europe and even a few from the United States. And now you have some influx also from Pakistan that's in the news. It's a serious problem.
Even though these foreign fighters are fighting against the Assad regime that Washington heavily criticizes for its alleged human rights violations, Server says these radicalized militants are of great concern to the U.S. as well.
It's quite clear that Syria, or parts of Syria, risk becoming a haven for extremists, and they'll use that haven as a platform eventually to launch attacks against the United States. As has happened with Yemen, as happened with Pakistan, as happened with Afghanistan.
Experts also say a lot of Syrians are hesitant to join the anti-Assad forces because of the presence of foreign fighters among their ranks. Fragmentation among the rebel groups benefits the Assad regime, says Lala Hilal, an expert on Syria with Washington's New America Foundation.
The opposition that is fighting against the Assad regime is factionalized, it's fragmented, and increasingly so. We have something in the number of 5,000 different fighting brigades. And so without the unification of the opposition fighters, it's very hard to mount a successful campaign.
Peace talks between the Assad regime and rebel forces have not produced any positive results. And Hilal points out, the crisis in Ukraine has further diminished hopes for a diplomatic solution of the crisis.
The impact Crimea situation is having on Syria is that it is undermining the ability of Russia and the U.S. to work together toward a diplomatic solution for Syria.
The crisis in Syria has now caused more than 2.5 million people to flee the country and become refugees. Experts stress that further delay in finding a diplomatic solution to the conflict will only aggravate the humanitarian crisis. Kokob Farshori, VOA News, Washington.